Hi, everyone. My name is Erin Hansen, extension entomologist at Iowa State University. Today is the 20th of June, and it's our second soybean pest podcast of the season. I am flying solo once again as Matt O'Neill, our other soybean entomologist, is on vacation, and he said he's not going to come back until the money's all gone, so who knows when that will be. I'm just getting back from our North Central Branch Entomological Society meeting in Rapid City, and I thought I would just share a few updates that I've been hearing and seeing from around the state and also around the North Central region. So many of you may know Brian Lang. He is an ISU field agronomist in northeastern Iowa, and he diligently tracks soybean aphids every year in some small plot and bulk commercial fields up around the Decorah area. And last week he was able to find soybean aphid in some of his small plot trials. He did say that it was one of the first soybean plots that came up and around the area, and he wasn't really surprised to see him because that's where he finds them first every year. So there'll be some aphid activity in northeastern Iowa, but then I also heard about aphids in the north central region. So there are confirmations of soybean aphid in southeastern and southwestern Minnesota. And so there is a lot of buckthorn in that area too, and they do typically find soybean aphid in Minnesota and those regions first. So again, not a huge surprise. But if you are farming in northern Iowa or scouting, you may want to be looking in northern Iowa first. I also heard confirmations of soybean aphids on soybean in Wisconsin and Michigan. And so there was some successful overwintering in last winter, and they have started their migration over to their secondary host, which is soybean. And so I encourage you to be looking in soybean, especially if it's the only soybean in the area. They would be strongly attracted to those plants. I haven't really heard of any other usual suspects in seedling soybean except for just the occasional cutworm and thrips. So I just encourage you to get out there, see if you have any activity, and then regularly scout for the rest of the season. I'd appreciate any heads up if you're seeing something else or if you have confirmed soybean aphid. Just send me an email at ewh@iastate.edu. Or give me a call, 515-294-2847. That's all I really had today, so I appreciate the listening. Thanks.